This is Low Moon Outsiders, and the story continues.
You do have a caravan guard who has joined you there, Arden. She came around through here, but that's Farscap. Okay, that was four. Threes. This is Neely three. Neely two. Neely one. And around. New initiative.
At the end of the round, should I have triggered a spell?
You did entangle and
misfire. Oh, that's right, I did. Good thing you keep track of it.
Have to do it. Misfire next time. Which is almost as good as the end of the round, previous round anyway.
Yeah, except for I can't do something else.
All right. Everything okay over there?
I dropped my dice.
All right, what happens?
Oh, no.
Okay, so we're in missile fire. You got a spell?
Yeah. I've got carpet. Well, it's what I've got noted as carpet armor. But I'm hoping that it pulls whatever materials are around to potentially.
Yes, it does. So the detritus of the forest floor comes up and forms around you, and it basically becomes like bark and little small projections of stick and stuff that will protect you. Okay. And the stern fires.
Yes.
There are currently six living in the pack.
17 and 19.
Hot on the dice tonight.
Yeah, he's got it covered.
Yep. All right. He's got to roll damage yet.
Six and two.
Okay, so let's check the two. I think the six is good. The two would be plus the bow is four, plus the range is five, plus
six
is 11, which is not enough. So no. You killed one, did not kill the other one. He's very wounded, but he's not dead. Okay? And that was missile fire. Any other missile fire?
I don't remember. Are the braces that you shoot at humans or enemies in general?
Enemies in general. With the bracers on.
Yes.
Okay. And got that one last round. Okay. Go to Melee, 9, 8, 7.
Am I going 7?
This is Melee now. So you just fired and misfired, so you're done. I mean, you can move a little bit, that's all you can do. Or unless you're switching weaponry.
No.
I didn't think so. You still got plenty of arrows?
6 out of 50, yes.
Yeah. 6?
I'm 6.
Okay. Blind. You have 2. Bugbears in front of you, formerly archers, now chewing on you and your horse.
I strike him.
Go for it. Take one. Did you want to split your initiatives? Okay, so roll a second initiative.
Forget about that. Second one's one.
Okay, so this is the first one, the higher one.
Okay, I've got.
He is unwounded.
Oh, my. Oh, look at the right figure sheet. My sword is just two. Oh, here we go. I have my attack. I've got to get it out here. AC 5.
Is it? They are AC 5.
8 damage.
Okay, he's still there. And then they are first claw. There's two of them. And your shield pairing.
Yes, the first one.
I'm gonna pair which one's first. So even this one's first, this one's first. You got lucky. Oh no, you didn't either. Yes, you did. Okay, so you got hit once for 3 points of damage. I need a ride check. And your ride check is reduced by the damage that you did as well. On the dice. So you rolled 4, right?
Yep.
So you're 4, and then you took 3 points from him, so you're down 7%.
7.
No problem. Okay. And then the horse will attempt to step on him and fail, and then your second attack. Are you going to hit the one that's already wounded, or are you going to hit the one that's not wounded?
Not wounded.
Okay.
AC is 7.
He's a miss. And her AC 5. Okay. Second claw and bite from both of them on you. Both missed. One hit. 6 points of damage. Another ride check. Aaron, take 6 points of damage and make another ride check. And then the horses attempt to stop the wounded guy, and he hits him.
75.
Bite. Okay, so I think 75 is still fine. You've taken how much this round? 9?
Yep.
You hit once, 4 on the dice, makes 13. That's it, I think, right? So every time you make your ride check, it's every modifier for the round.
Yeah, 13.
Okay, so you're fine. Okay. And the horse did hit. It's a good roll. It is not. Okay. So the wounded guy has been further wounded by the horse, but he's still there. Okay, and that pretty much wraps up that little melee. We're in initiative 5.
Me.
Okay. You have a clear path to the command group at this moment.
That's where I'm going.
Okay. You will arrive at the end of the segment.
Okay.
And they will. The melee troops will obviously meet you. So that you can't get to their spellcaster. Yes, at the end of the segment you can have an attack. And you'll probably shield parry one of them before you do so, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay. All right, but let's do it right now. It doesn't look like they're getting any assistance. So.
Okay.
So this is a shield parried attack. And you successfully shield parried. Then your first, or your only attack, right?
Yes.
Yep.
22 points.
Yeah, okay, so one is down. The other one attacks and misses. Okay, that's not good. Okay, the guy in front of you, so you understand, this guy is using short sword and shield. This guy has a heavy crossbow. He's just finished reloading. And this guy is just finishing a spell. So, yeah.
Can I get closer to the crossbow guy, or is that where I'm kind of stuck? Because I killed that guy at the end of the segment.
Yeah, this is the very end of the segment, so yeah. No movement after that. And we did it a little out of order just because. So that was, we're in initiative 5. Anybody else? That's it. So, the group that you foresaw, which no one else had seen yet, charges down out of the brush, and one of them comes after this surprise guy. This guy's obviously headed here, but he's not there yet. You're getting some assistance, basically. Okay. And we're in initiative 4. Okay, the guy's in front of Herrick. One of the bugbears will happily charge you.
I set my spear.
Okay, good call.
Let's see if it proves useful at all.
Yeah.
It scared
me too. Sorry. No, it's okay. I didn't know the doors were locked.
Thank you. No problem. Yeah, you're gonna. Good night, thanks. Is it that long ago?
No, it took him that long to go around the building and find the open door.
Did he try all the doors? They sat in the park, parking lot for 45 minutes debating with himself whether he was going to try the open. You'd think he would call if that was the case.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So the guy, the other bugbear, instead of coming at you, is going behind the archers toward a surge. He's not going to get there soon, but he's headed that way. Okay. And the entangled guys, they're out of the mix. So they're going to be how I signify that they're entangled here. Awesome. That'll work. All right, we were in initiative 4. He charged up to you. He has a claw club bite, but you have reach. So go ahead.
Fortunately, a 9. 10 with the plus from the
spear. I think it might be a miss.
Is a AC 6. Because I suck.
Are you positive? Because they're AC 5. Triple check.
I'm 7th level druid.
Nothing else
so
to check. Okay, yep. Yeah, so it clangs off of his armor. And.
Oh, he is charged. Yes.
I'm going to add some bugbear noises. I should have had that in here. In fact, I'll switch to this. It'll be fine. I thought I was switching. There we go. Guess I'll do this.
Didn't we have fun with combat music last time?
Yeah.
8-bit combat music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did 8-bit last time. Those of you who...
It was extremely entertaining, but after...
We'll do it sometime
again. 2 hours or so, it starts to cause headaches. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do it again sometime, but not today.
First order combat.
Well, this would have been a shorter combat it's beginning to look like. I'm surprised at how, once again, how rapid it's going. Okay. And grunting a lot, it's true. All right. On Herrick. Claw, missed. Claw, hit. Bite, missed. 3 points. And that was 4. We're in 3.
3.
Okay. So you have a guy in front of you. In fact, now that he's gotten help, he's probably going to turn on you. So you're not flanking him anymore. And then this one will continue on the caravan guard. So... you're entitled to 3 attacks, he gets 1. So you would take your first dagger, then he would get his attack, and then you get your other 2 daggers.
Alright, first dagger. 16.
Is it?
1 plus 3 is 4, and 5 breath weather.
Okay, that's still line. He does not go down. And then he swipes at you with the short sword, and he will hit. 4 points of damage. Mm-hmm. And second dagger.
Turn second take hand. Move, yeah. 8 or 19.
19 is definitely a hit. Is the 8 a hit before?
Mm, 8 plus 3.
I think it's exactly. Yep.
Great. Great. And.
Okay, he goes down.
Yeah.
Dropping like flies now, folks. Killing all the bugbears off. Okay. All right.
I probably should have only done one. Yeah, see if I can kill him.
Don't use it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to get the rhythm down to know exactly when you're going to finish each one off. If you're exactly how tough they are. Okay. So The guy who was back here that Lucas was trying to get to, the guy in front of him who has a heavy crossbow, and the guy that's fighting you all disappear.
No.
That's a three sigma spell. All
right.
This guy must have to walk.
And.
Or he's a shaman. Who knows how it works?
The initiative is three. We're in three right now. So the guy in front of you, who is using a short sword, goes in three, and he is now invisible, and so he's plus four to hit. I assume you're trying, actually, yes, you can still try to shield parry. He will hit nonetheless. He is now visible, and you take 3 points of damage. So he is back in front of you again. I'm going to find a falling guy or whatever it is. Okay.
My armor can take 1 point of damage at a time, right?
Is it healed?
It is fully.
1 to 2. Up to 2 points off of every attack. Okay. Any other threes? Any twos? And one. Okay. The caravan guard actually kills the bugbear in front of there. There's still one up there. Yes. Caravan guard here, come up behind Lucas, and instead will help Herrick. And missed.
Lucas will call to the rest of the party that the shaman and one crossbowman are invisible.
Probably the only person that might hear is Clum.
Well, I guess Clum hears it.
Clum will hear.
Okay. And that ends the round. New initiative.
Okay.
Over here to where people are fighting. It seems like more devastating than.
I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do it.
Okay. Missile fire, I believe, is a stirred only.
I will be doing something in this fire.
Okay. All right, so both of you can go.
Go ahead, sir. Shoot something up. Remember, you've got one guy moving towards you.
Yes, there is a guy who is at 30. He's at 30 yards from you now. He will reach you at the end of this segment.
7 and 9.
Okay. I mean, it still might hit, so... 9, you're what level fighter? 6, 15. So the base, you hit AC 6 with a 9, and you got the magic of the bow, plus 1 for short range, you still hit.
Okay.
And what was the other one, 7?
Seven.
That one also hit. So they both hit.
Okay, cool.
So you pretty much assume you're dead.
I'm
going to
shoot both
of them. Yeah. Unless you roll 1s on both of them, he's dead for sure.
5 and 4.
So yeah, he charged out at you and took two in the chest and drops. But he did break free and come after you. Okay. And Herrick.
I am going to use the offensive X that I had at level 2 that didn't seem to have range and see what it does to this guy that's not at range.
Okay, yes, he is right in front of you right now. All right, so you unleash something at him, and what happens is basically there is a greenish light and a rush of air that impacts him, and it seems to focus around his chest and his face.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Uh-oh. I locked up my program. There we go. Okay. All right, and he falls. You don't think he's dead, you think he's unconscious.
I can deal with that too.
Let me check something real quick. Random chance. Roll percentile dice. How did you roll the dice?
10.
Okay. So where you're positioned, where the two guys are meeting, the surprised archers are still a unit, mm-hmm. and they're probably like 20 feet away from where he fell. It's not that much distance, really. And after he falls, you see the same greenish image and rush of air strikes the nearest archer. Yeah. And he also falls. He rolls percentile dice twice, in fact.
89.
No.
And 67 now.
Okay. So then it stops. You took out the one that was hacking at you and one of the archers who was surprised. Okay. Dead bodies everywhere, except this time not all caravan people. Now we're in melee 9. Melee 8. Melee 7.
I'm in 7.
Okay, so you have a visible guy fighting you in front of you, and then theoretically an invisible guy with a heavy crossbow, and an invisible guy who's a spellcaster. Somewhere.
Great. Well, I guess I'll turn to that first.
All right, so you may, care to, you can roll for it. Probably going to kill him the first time.
Well, in case I miss or
he won't have to train it today, so yeah, that'd be good.
I made the roll. And then
do you have a player's armor bonuser?
Yes.
Three attack turns into 2 attacks. 5. So 5, 8, 11, AC, 4.
AC 4? Is it? There, AC 5. You clarified that.
Here, 11 points.
Okay. He's still there.
Okay, second attack. Rolled a 3, which hits 6, 8, 5.
Exactly. That's it.
He's dead.
Okay, down he goes. Yeah, and actually he would have got a hack at you. Alright. Anyone else in 7? I don't think so. 6.
6.
Okay. So you got one bugbear in front of you who just killed the caravan guard. One caravan guard up here who's not doing anything. He's not moving to attack the bugbear.
I will move to that.
Okay. So you step over the body. Give me a regular dex check if you would. D20 equals or less than dex. Pretty poorly. Okay, so the bodies slow you down, and you'll actually go a little slower initiative, which means he will attack you before you attack him. Not that he's going to kill you or anything. And he'll miss anyway, so. Alright, and then you can do 1 to 3 attacks on him now. Your choice.
I'll start with 2.
Okay.
2019.
Nice, both hits.
3, which is 4 and 6.
Maybe 10? That would be 10 total, right? Okay, he's not going to go down from that, you don't think?
Okay,
go for it.
7.
Thank you, okay.
Plus 3.
15. Yep, that's it.
And I'll do 5, my weapon 2 with this one.
And down here. Okay, there are no hobgoblins between, no bugbears between you and where Lucas is fighting theoretically some invisible people. Or what he said was invisible people. Anyway. Okay. The Estrelli, the visitors are killing off the remaining entangled guys. And one is coming to Lucas's aid when he gets there. Okay. And we are in initiative melee 5. Initiative melee 4. Alright, the bugbears will attack Chiron. Their claws. First claw. Hold on, see if one of them are gonna. One's gonna go after the horse, one's gonna go after you. On you, shield parry is a miss. On the horse is a hit. Damaged again, make a ride check.
That's 2.
I think you're probably still okay. What, you know your percentage?
What level are you?
6.
91.
Okay, so you're loose in the saddle. So if you make the ride check again, if you fail, you'll be thrown. If you're thrown, you don't take any damage anyway.
42.
Okay, so you're loose in the saddle. You did not fall off. Okay, it does equate to a slight negative to hit, basically, is it? So, you
and
may roll
hit
to
again,
your turn.
At a big negative on the
yes, because you're already loose now, so.
AC 0 without the negative?
That one. Damage?
14.
Okay. You wanna even odds whether that was the wounded guy or the unwounded guy?
Sure. So even nine.
So it was an unwounded guy, and he goes down. So the wounded guy remains. Okay, and he has a claw and a bite.
My second attack is a
2. Okay, that is what?
2.
Okay, so he goes before that. So he doubled your. He puts the second claw on you, and it does hit. And it does 3 points of damage. So your ride roll is significantly decreased, and if you fail now, you will fall off the horse. So roll low. Or at least low-ish.
84.
Okay, so you're going down. You don't take any damage, right? Because you're a cavalier. But you are on the ground. And I'll still allow you to get your other attack, but it will be the last action of the round.
Okay.
And he will bite you while you are on the ground for 1 point of damage. And the warhorse will go before you. If he is wounded, maybe the warhorse will kill him. Missed. Hit. Missed. And the warhorse goes. So he rears up and brings his hoofs down on him and smashes him.
Already attacked, can I... Are you healing? Or I guess probably not.
Your healing takes a whole round. So, which this is the last surprise segment, so we're going to rounds next, anyways.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was still surprise.
Yeah, we're still going to surprise.
So I have another
they
attack.
Have 5 surprise segments, the worst ones.
I have another attack. Can I take a hack at where the spellcaster was standing?
Yeah, I mean, you can.
Wide
guess.
Slash or something?
Yeah, it's like sweep with your sword and guess.
I've got blind fighting, if that helps.
Yeah, it'll be at the end of the segment, but that's pretty
sounds
much now,
cool.
So.
Okay.
Roll a d20.
What do I want on this?
High as you can get.
19?
Okay, calculate what AC you hit. I'm pretty sure that means you would hit something if it's there.
Okay, so AC negative 3, negative 6, negative 9, negative 9.
Okay. Okay, so what happened was you stepped into the area where the spellcaster was and took a swing. You did not hit him. However, as you were swinging back
like bringing the sword back, your elbow or the back of your armor hits what you think must be either the spellcaster or the crosswoman. Okay. And he was far more to the right of the area than where the caster previously was. Okay? And he's not there.
Anyway. Unless I can flurry, I don't get another attack.
Right. And this ends the surprise. So anybody that has not gone, Herrick and the bugbear, right?
Correct. And then two like
okay. Oh, no. The bugbear in front of you. That's why. Mm-hmm. The guy in front of you is dead. That's why. You killed him last round. You killed him with missile fire, right? Unconscious.
Potentially unconscious.
Yes. Okay.
But there are archers. So
let's finish out initiative. Threes, then twos.
Then two.
That's you.
Yep.
Okay.
The archer. There are still upright archers, however.
Five archers. Yes.
Who are potentially beginning to come out
they
of surprise.
Are organizing themselves. Yes.
I will run over and try and stab one. They may not notice that I'm there.
Okay. So you're going to try to kill a semi-surprised archer.
Yep.
You may roll to hit.
Sir. I might actually hit somebody.
You may roll to hit. I think your caravan guard will follow suit.
Ah, natural.
That way it.
For 5 points.
Okay.
Surprise.
Okay, yeah, he's hit, but he's not dead. And the caravan guard will hit one also, and she hit also not dead. Okay, and that was in two. One, all right, this is not a surprise segment. This is an actual round. We're done with surprise. Most of this is over.
So you gave me another attack on
the... Oh, yes, you had a free attack at the beginning. Oh, okay. No, because the horse killed him. That's why.
Oh, yeah, the horse killed
him. It should be on the ground, my bad.
I wounded one.
I would have missed anyways.
Tavern guard with me, caravan guard with me.
Same thing.
Wounded another. So,
right. So you have
there's like three wounded and two that are unwounded.
I killed the ten that were there.
Yeah.
I killed six.
Five.
Five, because there was one that you wounded real badly, but not enough to kill. But he's at like one or two hit points.
Okay.
Two or four, yeah.
That's or crazy.
Slightly more.
Okay. So missile fire.
I am in missile. Low missile.
Okay. So I'm going to split the archers 2 and 3. Okay. So we'll go through the spire initiative. I just don't think he feels that dedicated. Okay. Misfire 9. Misfire 8. 7. 6. Missile six. Fire 5.
Right.
Missile fire, yep. Fire 5. Missile fire 4. Missile fire 3. Okay, so the archers will fire in 3. So it'll really be these 3 because these 2 are engaged by the caravan guard and Herrick. So, in fact, no, all 3 of those will fire at the bird. Yep.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Here we go. Shao. Hit once.
There you go.
Once. Out of 6 arrows, 1 hit. Hit 5 points.
It's not very good accuracy.
No. It was not impressive at all.
They are probably a little unnerved. The whole ambush has been ambushed.
They're like, oh no, I'm
well, they rolled 06 on their morale check. That's the only reason they're not running at the moment.
I was going to say, aha, we have them.
I think that happened last time, too, that you rolled like under 10 on them.
Yeah, I think so, too. These guys are kind of dumb.
Extremely
loyal to wanting to eat a caravan.
Yeah.
Bugbears are Or Alice. They are not goblins. They are not orcs. They are slightly better than that.
Okay.
And we will not let our brothers die in vain. We shall shoot these guys.
Misfire 2.
Me.
Okay. You've got three bugbears that are literally shooting at you. Mind you, they're being charged by these mysterious troops that came to help, but they were focused on you because you killed all of their friends. So they're about to die, probably, from melee troops in a minute, but...
Just need to keep their attention on me.
Yes. In the fog of war, they have foolishly stood their ground and fought their, shot their bows, only to die very soon.
I will shoot.
Go for it.
It's two closest ones.
All right.
Six and nine. That is not okay.
Okay.
I'll do the plus two to hit.
Shit, those hit. The 9 definitely hit. We calculated that before.
We calculated a 7 before.
Oh, the 7 might have been exact. So let's see, 6 plus 2 for the bow, 1 for range, makes 9 total. Yeah, that was. It was exact. So no.
So
just
1.
Yep.
1.
Okay, significantly wounded him, but did not kill him. Oh no, in the face of an onrushing enemy, he is heavily wounded. Not good. Okay, misfire 1, end the round. Okay. Melee 9. Okay. Melee 8. Melee 7. Melee 6. Okay.
Swinging it
Okay. He is still invisible. He's hard to hit, but they're somewhere right in that area, so at least you cued in on him some.
Can I
worry?
I'm going to say probably not, because he's not really fighting you.
It was a long shot. I rolled another 19.
Okay, that's probably going to hit him. Damage?
20 points.
Okay, he goes down. He turns visible after he goes down. And it was a heavy crossbow guy. He's actually kneeling on it. He was kneeling, taking a called shot. And you shot him like 2 seconds before it was going to go off.
So who was he aiming at?
You.
Oh, jeez. He's called shotting me from melee range?
Yeah.
Point blank.
I guess, but it's like...
The minimum distance is like 3 feet. So.
It's just a strange choice, like...
Not if you're invisible. And he can kill
you.
It's not
like he could run away or back off and still shoot off the shot.
That's true.
And he could kill you. He was originally going to shoot Gloom, because she was decimating on the other end, and then you got in their face, so then he started a called shot on you, and then he killed him right before it went off. So it was very timely.
Fair enough, I guess.
Yeah, very timely.
Yeah, could have been bad.
Horse noise. More bow shots. Sword strike. Okay. Alright. The arriving troops in 5 are wading into the surprised archers, joining Herrick and the caravan woman. I think we can pretty safely say they are toast. I think we're gonna call that a wrap.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
Okay.
I do healing on myself before.
Good call. All right. And a moment later, the forest sounds begin again. Okay. So it's really messy, but at least it's done. There were only 3 caravan occupants who died. None of the horses died. None of the caravan horses died.
Any of the caravan people just in negatives?
Very possibly. They can be checked. And anyone can stop leaving, so you can check the ones near you. And
once I realized that...
Triage for Chiron.
Yeah, once I realized that the caravan is over, I'll go around healing the caravan members.
All right. So you do realize that Horby and the boy went east as they did last time, so that has not really changed, but now they've only been gone for not even 10 minutes, so they're not that far away. They might have heard the combat, but it's debatable as to whether they would have discerned that It was going an unexpected volume or whatever.
Like,
how they knew. That's an interesting question.
So Lucas will... I guess he's first going to parlay with... No, we better help the down first.
Yeah.
He's going to ensure that all of the
caravans... That takes 5 minutes for people to go around and figure out who's alive.
He's trying during that time to find the woman who survived the last time.
Okay. She's hiding in one of the wagons, same as she was last time.
Okay.
She will not recognize you. She's never seen you before.
Ooh, you're alive. Sorry, do I know? I'm going to return these to her.
That will definitely be a mysterious action, you think?
Yeah. Have you seen this before? Is this your car?
Yeah. Have you found it? What would be even weirder is if she still has one on her necklace.
Out of time amulet.
Huh?
Out of time amulet.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, you will...
There's a lot of cleanup to be done. You're going to be here for a little bit.
Yeah. You will approach her, if for no other reason than to tell her she no longer needs to hide in the wagon.
So. Yeah, there were several people hiding in wagons, as far as that goes, but you do manage to find her. And the troops, the foursome that showed up now, you know, they kind of help with the bodies. One of them has healing, and he can help, not as well as Chiron, but he can help.
Was that a group that showed up randomly there before? Like,
you never saw them.
Never saw that.
They probably saw the, you know, the aftermath and just took off, or they lost one of the two, or they could be the group that saw
or killed none of them, the dead bodies on the ground.
Or they were far enough away they didn't hear it.
Yeah, you definitely don't recognize any of them as being anybody that saw that on the ground previously.
Or they went off after Porpia. Particularly looking for their tracks. It's conjecture now, it never happened. Where were you guys last time? Does Lucas recognize their crest?
So one of the knights is actually wearing his heraldry, and you will recognize him as being from Australia.
Are we that's close by there? Where he came from? Okay.
Probably within 50 miles.
I didn't even bother that. Okay, so, well, should I make my skill check for all the wounds?
Yeah, it's not really necessary. We're going to assume that you're able to pretty much help everybody. You need to do it for the party just to find out how much it was, and if you fail on a roll of 20 on anybody.
Does everybody need healing?
I need...
Everyone. I think everyone needs
so just roll if you make it, I'll do
more. I'm just going to take it.
I failed on you.
That's perfect.
Barely made it. You get 1 point back. Unless the 12
more than I needed.
I don't count. I lost my 10 points. I mean, you may have tried.
Probably.
You want to roll on a third for the knight healer guy?
I'm not worried about it.
Oh yeah, I can do it. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Yes, he is successful. And he is able to give you three back.
I'll give you two in my hands. You gave him healing.
Yeah, I gave him healing, but I only gave him one and then the other.
So my blunt weapon, if I'm doing it correctly, when I lose hit points, it lowers the amount I have. And when I gain hit points after combat, that means
I give you
back.
1 point of lay on hands.
So
well, now you're full.
Dang. It would come back if you have not
been unconscious on the ground.
Right.
Not anymore. I just
so your breath weapon is equal to 3 times your max hit
points.
It goes down when you use it or when you take damage.
But if I heal and I hadn't used what I as
up
much as
point.
I lost up to that point, then I get back what?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so like,
the thing I wrote down
what are your current hit points right now? What are your current hit points right now?
He just put me back at 50.
50 of what?
50.
So you're full?
Yeah, I'm full right now.
So normally you have 150 points of breath weapon.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you used for today?
I've used 10, 15,
20, 25. Okay, so you have 125 points left. Now, if you take damage that puts you down to, say, 40 hit points, then you the most breath weapon you can have is 120. But if by that time you've already used more than 5 hit points, you won't lose any. You just always have to kind of track the two together. It's always 3 times your current hit points, right? But it can't be more than 3 times your max hit points minus the total you've used so far.
When I do it before, I just haven't been giving myself back the stuff that I haven't used when I've been healed. Yeah. I've never been using more than I have.
Because basically it's always 3 times your hit points, so it's going to go up and down because whenever you take damage and get healing, unless you've used enough. So if you start using big chunks, since once you use 50, like for example, you go down 20 hit points, you go back up, you're not going to go back up very much.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I went up.
But you're keeping the numbers pretty small because you're doing off the dagger.
And he gets
hit. And you can only do so much off the dagger, too.
That's how it breaks time, so. When you get hit. Oh. So it has to be born on the outside of everything.
All right, so a couple of things.
I healed the Borsch for 16 points.
Oh, excellent. He's almost normal. And he rubs up against you like, yeah, thank you. All right, anyway, a couple of things. So one, while you guys are all doing that, one of the guys who came with the Strelia Knight is a ranger. And he comes over to he's a human. He's actually wearing a mask. And he takes the mask on. It's a cloth mask. And he takes the mask off, and you find out it's a female. She's kind of square-jawed, but she is a female. And she's not very shapely, so she can't really tell inside her armor and stuff. But anyway, she informs you that a couple of caravan occupants fled right before the attack and went eastward, and they are now being pursued by a small group of bugbears. Okay?
We're in the same situation. More people are alive.
Yeah.
A caravan that's probably true. Now take care of itself. It's not nearly as destroyed.
Well, and particularly if, depending on what happens with the other group.
Yep. These adventurers will accompany them.
Okay. Also, you pointed out, I assume, where the invisible shaman dude was. Mm-hmm. Did you want to take a look and see if you can figure out, like, did he run off or if he went in a certain direction, whatever? Okay. Roll percentile dice. Looking for a low number.
Sorry. Hey, this trap is still here. In there, in there, in there.
They stop right here, kind of. In fact,
85.
Okay. So searching the ground in that area, you find that the tracks, like you see his tracks where he was standing, and you kind of like tramp down the area. He probably like was stomping around or making motions or something. Like he was casting spells, and then. There's like one step away from that area, and then the tracks are just not there. But about 5 feet away from there, you see some bird feces. And so you would guess that he turned into a bird and flew away. That's his
scared, clearly.
Yeah, scared to poop right out of that bird. He flew away.
Immediately defecated. I'll claim that one.
I'll claim
that. Are all of the living caravan members conscious again?
Yes, all of the living ones are conscious. There's one who is actually dead, and the others were wounded and are now conscious.
Okay. I'll heal any of the other party that needs it as well.
Or nope, none of them were even wounded.
Okay.
Lucas would like to speak with the Australian Knight at that point.
What's that?
Is Lucas still here? No. Lucas would like to speak with the Australian Knight at some point.
And you haven't talked to the woman yet either.
No.
You were going to do that. You went to a doctor.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
One point only on the left.
Something. Actually, Aaron, roll a d20.
16.
Okay. I'm going to pass you a note. I find some practice.
Thank you.
Probably didn't need that. And it got a little funny at the end because I didn't plan ahead how much space I had. You can puzzle that out, Michael. Like,
have you deciphered it, or are you still working through the handwriting?
I was going to read it.
They're still birds.
Not that the fighting's over, they're coming back.
Just right, they came back.
What's that? So, how many were in that party that came?
Four. And what you saw basically was the same spot where you first spotted them. After they had already come down.
So the other way, back the way that...
Back the way they came. Okay, so you approach the woman. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Apparently, we were in grave danger.
That you were. Have I met you before?
I don't think so. This is my first time being saved from bugbears.
That may be less true than you believe it to be.
Okay.
I feel as if we have met in another time, and I saved you then as I saved you today. Hmm. At that time, I know that the reason you shouldn't produce the thing, you gave me this.
Oh, I have one just like that. She reaches inside and pulls out her necklace, and she does indeed have one just like that.
I will admit, this is not the first time that this has happened to me. But it is the first time that I've ever brought something with me.
Hmm.
What is this? Is it special in some way?
It was a charm given to me by my grandfather.
You know of no unique properties of it other than obviously its sentimental value?
I mean, I have always mused that it has protected me, that there have been times where things have gone my way, like a good luck charm.
Good question.
Let's see. These are actually just a hint spicy.
Really? Really weird. Would you mind if I kept this?
I can't eat too many of them because they have cheddar in them. No, I mean, that's not mine. I have mine.
Well, I imagine that you that gave this to me will not miss it.
I think you're probably right. If... At least you know better than I do.
It's like paprika.
Maybe.
Rejoin your friends and family.
Paprika.
Show care to them
as well.
Treasure them. There was a time when they were no longer here.
Thank you.
This guy is insane.
He's lost in rooms.
The knight steps up as if he's waiting to speak to you.
Yeah, he'll stand up and turn to meet the knight then.
Okay. He has his helm off and he has it under his arm. Mm-hmm. Roll a d20.
8.
Okay. His face seems vaguely familiar to you. Like you may have saw him when he was a little younger.
Yeah.
But you can't place his name or anything like that.
Do we know how old Lucas is?
I mean, he's Elven, so over 100 years old for sure. But no, you don't really know. He's never told you anyway.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
He is a young adult, you would think. Maybe early 20s.
Gotcha. By appearances. Okay. Anyway.
So differently instead of watching for your end?
Yeah.
So he says, if the bugbear's chasing the fleeing guide and child, and he motions over his shoulder, and you see a man and a woman who are like, kind of like clutching together, and they both look a little distraught in the face. If they catch them before somebody catches up to them, safe to say they will destroy them, probably eat them.
We are headed that way. We will make great pace. We have a skilled guide with us.
Okay. Is there anything about your heraldry or you that would speak of Estrelli?
On a signet ring, but that'd be under the he has it on a necklace, but they'd probably be...
That's right. Well, there were those there who were upset with him because he received the signet ring, is that right?
Yes, but more that the signet ring was a token of the Lone citizenship.
Right.
That he holds.
I don't particularly think so.
Anyway, he shows no recognition of you.
No, he bought the jewel.
He shows no recognition of you specifically anyway. And he says, I am Sir Leonard. And he extends his arm heavily. He's still wearing his gauntlet and mail. And for that matter, it's still probably a little bloody with bugbear blood. But
as is Lucas.
Unless he extends his arm to shake hands with you.
Yeah, he'll oblige.
We will take the caravan to the west. Their intended destination, I believe. We will ensure they are safe. At least as best we can.
Very well. I am Lucas. I've not been knighted. I've been busy.
Technically, I've not been knighted either, but that doesn't mean you can't claim your station.
I spent a long time at Australia. Nod toward the heraldry.
Really?
Yes. I may have met you once. Though I probably don't look much different than I did then.
Now a light of kind of like a recognition comes on in his eyes. And then after a second, he kind of like, the person's like, oh, it's great to know somebody from home kind of light look. And then after a second, he gets a kind of dour look. And he says, Much goes on there these days. If I were you, I think I'd stay away.
I believe that. I think the good knight's boy has probably garnered some friends by now. He was less popular when I was there.
We'll take the caravan. You find the guide and the boy. Will you have means to get them to the settlement, or at least the boy to the settlement?
I'm sure we could oblige. Find someone in the town we're headed to, along with Ethan, our guide. They will make safe passage.
Very well. Fare thee well.
And you as well.
He turns on his heel and heads off. Ethan appears almost immediately and he says, are we going after Porvia?
Yes. Well, the Estrelli Knight and his band will take care of the caravan. They head west.
I'd say we're right on schedule to make Gull's Crossing if we can get them before it gets too out of control. I have questions about everything that just happened.
It's a long story, but we have a long walk.
Well, all of that is happening. Is there anyone around me? I'm assuming I'm doing healing, but is there anyone from the party around me?
From his party? From the Australia party?
No, our party.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Clem usually assists in triage as Herrick is usually there.
I'll be like, Eric, can you come over here for a moment?
Sure.
Do you think those, I'll be a little bit hushed, but like Chiron's not very good at being hushed. What do you think those spectral, like, ghost-looking figures we saw earlier were caused by? I think those stopwatch created those.
I mean, that seems the most likely thing, but
it's
never happened before.
Right.
They did proceed along the path that we would have taken.
But we didn't see them of anyone else, right? Not if anyone from the caravan or...
Well, we only saw things within 5 feet of us. And in theory, we're the only ones who differed from what our previous selves were doing. Their images would have been would have been inside them because they were moving as they had moved past. Now, once we got here, in theory, it would have moved differently, but yeah. I'm guessing the effect would have worn off by then.
Well, a few moments ago, I guess it is minutes now, I saw some individuals who are here, images of them leaving, turning the other way from this site. How far away were they?
You saw them from about 15, 20 feet away.
I could see them 20 feet away. I haven't seen anything of anyone from the caravan. I can't help but feel like the only images that we've seen, I have a lot of speculation about this. The only images that we've seen other than ourselves is them. Prior to this moment, the only images we saw were of those affected by the stopwatch, as well as prior to the stopwatch being activated, they just turned the other way. They didn't
engage because it was a lost cause at that point.
Was it?
Well, depending on when you saw them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what their reasoning might have been, but that...
That's what concerns me.
Especially since, more than likely, we're going to go off looking for the halfling and the boy, leaving them with the caravan. Right. If they have some reason to worry that something befalls the caravan, we're leaving it in their hands.
Yeah. Or, in the worst case, that they have ulterior motives, we are handing the caravan over to them.
Well, how do you think we should play this? I mean...
I think...
It does occur to you that bringing a steward into the conversation might be helpful, since he does carry the stopwatch, or the watch.
Good.
Because he may have some added input or...
Consult a steward. He might know more about how the stopwatch works, being the wielder, but I do think one strong possibility is half our group staying with the caravan, and we can try and convince them to split their group and go half in each direction. Can't imagine. I mean, we have
five people, so
I can't imagine that. I mean, maybe they can take us 2-on-3, but hopefully not. Worst case scenario, of course.
Yeah, I wish there were a way to get a little better feeling for this situation. Doesn't offer itself up in that circumstance, does it?
No. We could just talk to them. Press them for information. But that could also spook them if they do have something planned.
Let me see if I can at least make friends. I can ask them what they were doing out here and whether they know of any other dangers on the road and see if I get any ill feelings. I definitely get with a Stirred. It's possible that he may know more about the watch than he even realizes. Sometimes items will give people insight into themselves that they're not even aware of.
Yeah.
That's why we're often able to use items that we have no clue about.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.